This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed that all the Indian sailors and ships are safe in the Gulf region. Mr. Sinha informed this while addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi. He noted that 161 Indian sailors have been repatriated and brought back to India after signing off in the Gulf region in the last 24 hours. Mr. Sinha also highlighted that the second LPG carrier, Nanda Devi, reached Kandla in Gujarat at around 2:30 a.m. today, and now cargo is being discharged from both the LPG carriers, Shivalik and Nanda Devi. Addressing the briefing, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, today said that petrol and diesel are available in sufficient quantity throughout the country. Ms. Sujata said that the government is making efforts to encourage commercial LPG consumers to shift to piped natural gas. She also said that the government has written to all state governments and union territories requesting that pending permissions for pipeline laying be granted deemed approval and that new applications be approved within 24 hours.
Crude availability is normal. Our refinery is operating at the highest level. There is no shortage at retail outlets. Petrol and diesel are available in sufficient quantities. Regarding natural gas, the government is making efforts to ensure that commercial LPG consumers shift to PNG, as this would be beneficial. The government is actively working in this direction.
Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal today interacted with the crew of Indian-flagged LPG carriers Shivalik and Nanda Devi after their arrival at the Indian coast. In a social media post, Mr. Sonowal said that the crew's conduct underscores the importance of vigilance, coordination and responsibility in ensuring safe passage amidst changing global landscapes. The Lok Sabha revoked the suspension of 8 opposition MPs today after the House unanimously adopted a motion in this regard. The motion was moved by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, proposing termination of the suspension of the members with immediate effect. The MPs are Manikam Tagore, Amrinder Singh Raja Waring, Gurjeet Singh Aujla, Hebe Aden, Dean Kuriakose, Prashant Padol and Kiran Kumar Reddy of Congress and S. Venkateshan of CPIM. Speaker Om Birla said during the meeting of floor leaders of the parties in Lok Sabha yesterday, every party reiterated their commitment to uphold the dignity and decorum of the House while adhering to traditions of the Parliament. Lok Sabha has taken up further discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2026-27. Participating in the discussion, Shatabdi Roy of the TMC said 341 trains do not have pantry service facilities. Ms. Roy also pointed out that the Railways is charging cancellation fee from passengers even when the waitlisted tickets are cancelled. Arun Bharti of the Lok Jan Shakti Party R stated that in the 2026-27 Union Budget, a capital expenditure of 2,93,000 crore rupees has been allocated for railways, which will boost infrastructure development. He also claimed that serious train accidents have reduced by 90%. Malvika Devi of BJP said projects like Vande Bharat Sleeper, the East-West Freight Corridor, Kavach expansion, electrification and track upgrades will boost comfort, safety, speed and support sustainable modern transport. India has unequivocally condemned Pakistan's airstrike on an addiction treatment hospital in Kabul last night, which resulted in the death of over 400 people. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said, "This cowardly and unconscionable act of violence that has claimed the lives of a large number of civilians in a facility can by no means be justified as a military target." He added that Pakistan is now trying to dress up a massacre as a military operation. Afghanistan's Ministry of Interior spokesperson Abdul Matin Kane has said the country considers Pakistan's latest strike as major escalation and emphasized that such actions cannot go unanswered. And that is the end of this news bulletin.